Blog Talk Radio.
This is my truth. I've had my struggles. I've had my faith. And I'm not perfect. I'll be honest, I'll admit, sometimes I can play. Some said I would make it, but thanks be to God I made it. I'm standing today only because of your grace. I'm still here, I am still here, I'm still here, and I'm lost my faith in you, God. I'll never ever let go of your hand. On your promises I'll stay. I'm still here, I am still here, I'm still here, and I'm
some praise before we get started, because we are right here, right now. I love it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. What a powerful, powerful song, ladies and gentlemen, from our own in the metro Atlanta area, Brother Jerome Harvell. What a beautiful song, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still here. He's giving all praise and glory to God for him being here today, along with his family. So we thank God, Brother Jerome, that powerful, powerful song. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank God for prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be coming up shortly, guys. We've got a few announcements to bring in. Yeah. We thank God for Bishop and Doc today. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you being on tonight as well, ladies and gentlemen, those listening live right now. Thank you so much for your time as well and taking out your busy day. We know you're all busy, but we want to give God praise for you as well in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Nothing like prayer, folks. Nothing like prayer. Right now, there's 8 billion people on the planet, 8 plus billion people on the planet, and they all need prayer, and we're going to help them through prayer tonight. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, about 5 billion people on the internet right now. They need prayer as well, so that includes them on the internet and those not on the internet, so we're going to pray for all of them tonight. I know Bishop going to cover everybody tonight in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yes, yes, God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, while you're on, you need to tweet this out or tweet it out, fax it out, email, whatever you got to do. The number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. That's 347-843-4559. We hope that you got that locked in. So when prayer time comes up on Tuesday evening, guys, you can send that out to everybody that you know. We're just excited about that. Hey, we've got a scripture coming up, too, as well. We trust you all been in the Word today and all week. Again, as well, last weekend. Also, too, happy August. Lord has given us another month. Happy August. It's the 1st of August, I believe. Yep. Let me check again. God bless you. Happy August to you, 2023. Look for great things, guys. Look for great things starting today in Jesus' mighty name. I love it. Hey, also, too, we're going to open up the lines later on as Bishop and Doc instruct here tonight. We're going to open up the lines for you if you have a wonderful prayer request. Or if you have a wonderful praise report, or if you have a comment or question for Doc, they'll be on tonight with you to hear that tonight. So we'll open up the lines a little later on. All you got to do is hit star one. We love to hear your voice. It is optional, but we love to hear you if you like. Hit star one on your phone. That will put it in queue. That will let me know that you do want to say a few words or have a comment, prayer request or a comment or a praise report tonight in Jesus' name. Hey, let's go to the Word. Nothing like the Word. Father God, we thank you so much for your Word tonight. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, let's go to Psalms 91, 1 through 5. Let's do it right now. Yeah. Amen. Nothing like the Word, folks. Amen, amen. Praise God. Psalms 91, 1 through 5, ladies and gentlemen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. God is Almighty, folks. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Yes, he is. He's my fortress. Yes, he is. He's my God. Yes, he is. In him will I trust. That's the key word, folks. I don't get it. I don't understand it all, but we got to trust God. Man, I tell you, that's something I'm learning each and every day, folks. We got to trust God no matter what happens, what goes on. We got to trust him. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Amen. Is that word trust again, folks? We got to trust God. His truth shall be in thy shield and buckler. He is our truth and our shield and our buckler, folks. Yeah, I'm excited about that. And the verse 5 says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Amen. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop always tells us, the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Hey, we just read Psalms 91, 1 through 5. Praise God for his word. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Y'all get ready for Bishop and Doc. He's going to open up Bishop Mike right now. If you would, give the man of God a wonderful round of applause. Continue to pray for our leaders, folks, our leaders, Bishop and Doc. Pray for them as well and their families, and we pray for ourselves as well, and keep it moving, as Dr. Crenshaw always say. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. Bishop, thank you for being with us tonight, sir. Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everyone tonight. We're grateful to the Lord once again to be on the prayer line. We're going to be praying for the children that's going back to school. We'll be praying for their safety. We'll be praying for their parents. We will be praying for the teachers, the faculty, the principal. We'll be praying for all of those that's involved with the school system, those with bus drivers and all. We'll be praying for their safety, everyone that have anything to do with the school system of the caring of the children. We'll be praying for those that's going back to college or those that is finishing college, about to start a new career, about to start a job. Or we are praying for families tonight. We're praying for the body of Christ to keep the faith and keep holding on and keep trusting in the Almighty God, because he's our present help in time of trouble and in time of need. God is our present help. We'll be praying tonight because we know that God answers prayer. He is God that answers prayer. We're believing God for miracles. We're praying for Raymond, the Wigian family. We'll be praying for Brother Rich Raymond. We'll be praying for the healing of his body. We'll be praying for the miracles to take place in those that may be sick all over the world. We'll be praying tonight. We'll be trusting God in his word and decreeing and declaring the word of God over the lives of his people everywhere. We'll be praying for a transfer of anointing of God, a transfer that God will save those that are lost and open the eyes of those that are blind to the truth. And we'll be praying that God will give us the strength to endure whatever may come up against us in this world, that we will hold fast to the truth of the word of God, and we will hold fast to his word, to the coming of the Lord, to the coming of the Lord. His coming is soon, but we ask that we must be ready. We must be ready. Salvation is so in need for everybody. We need to know Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify your name. You're so good and so merciful to us. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your love, God. Extend it toward us. God, we thank you, God. We didn't deserve all that you have done for us, but we give you thanks for your mercy and your grace that you have placed up over our lives. We give you praise tonight. We magnify your name. And we lift your name up and give you all the praise and all the glory shall be thine forever and ever and ever. We thank you tonight because you are God. There is no God beside you. We thank you tonight, Almighty God, for every child. Tonight we pray for their safety. We pray for their security in you. And God, we thank you to protect their lives as they go to school and as they come from school and as they come around people, that they will be in a safe place, and only you can give them the safety that no protection that nobody else can give them. And Father, we pray that you're giving your angel charge over them, that no evil shall come near their dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake them. And Father, we thank you, God, that you will give them good health, a good mind, sound mind. Your word says you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight for sound mind. We give you glory and we magnify your name. We lift you up. Father, we pray for those that are in need tonight. We pray, Father, you are the one to supply all these according to your riches and glory. Father, we depend on you, and God, that you have made available to us. And God, as you continue to make available to people the resources and the needs or whatever it may be, God, that you make us available so that we can be our support, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, God, and we pray, God, for every teacher that go and teach the kids in this class, in their classroom. We pray for their safety and their protection, their families, God. Even before they get to the schoolhouse, God, that they will be in a safe haven, God, that their minds will be protected and there will be safety all around them, even from their home before they get to school to teach a child. God, we pray for God that your direction will be upon their lives. We pray for every child, God, in the name of Jesus, that you meet every need in their lives, whether it be spiritually or whether it be natural, God. Let them have the love and care, God, that only you can give, and let their parents give it to them, the love that you have shared abroad all over them, God. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you as you continue to make a way, as you continue to supply needs through men and women and boys and girls, that you test their lives and the resources be given and put in the right places, God. And we give you thanks for it in the name of Jesus for everyone that gives, God, to bless a child. We thank you, God, if you continue to bless them and be a blessing to their family, God. We pray for every parent. We pray for every parent, God, that you will protect them, keep them, give them the strength, give them the endurance, give them the wisdom and the guidance to teach that child and protect them through your word. We give you praise for it tonight. And we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be no lack in their lives. They will not go home. They will not go to school hungry, God, and they will not go hungry. But God, that you will supply the needs, God, that you will meet every need of every resource that needs to be met. That child is going to college, that kid, that child that is finishing college, God, that they will receive the blessing from you. That God, that you will open the door and give them favor like no other. And we give you thanks for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you. You are so grateful, so merciful to us. God, you've been so good. You've been so kind, that long-suffering with us, God. You have allowed us so much, God. You have given to us so much, God. You have given us your word. And Father, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for every soul tonight, that life that you test tonight, that sword serve that person that you test tonight, God, that may not even know you as their Lord and Savior at this moment. But God, we thank you that they will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. We thank you tonight for every believer, God, that we thank you, Lord, that they walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, God, that they'll endure, God, God, your word said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Do to put it down a stronghold, to cast it down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pull them into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, we thank you for your security in you. We thank you for your, God, your everlasting word, your everlasting life, God, that you have given to us as we hold fast to your promises of God. And Father, we walk by faith. Father, we pray for Brother Raymond tonight. Father, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. We stand in a gap and we stand in a seated tonight on your behalf. And Father, we thank you for your salvation, God, that God in the most shape, God, we thank you that he already knows you as his Lord and Savior. We thank you, God. God, strengthen his wife, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the healer body, God. We give you glory and we give you praise. And Father, we thank you for every miracle that you've already performed and the one that you're going to perform. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As you continue to bless your people everywhere, we thank you for every door that you're opening naturally, spiritually, Lord. We thank you for every door and every blessing that you are pouring out of in our lives. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We know it only because of you, God. God, we pray for that. We pray for that man, God, tonight in the name of Jesus, that may not even know you as the Lord and Savior. We pray, God, that you will speak to the heart, God, in the Moshe, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we decree, declare victory tonight for your people everywhere. We thank you, God, we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can even think or ask. We forever give you praise for all that you've already done and the things you're going to do. God, we ask you to bless that child tonight, God. Bless that individual. God, on a Moshe, call on a Moshe. God, I love God. We pray for our nation, God. We pray for our government leaders. We pray, God, in the Moshe, call on a Moshe. God, the old God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, people in Africa, Europe, and all over the world. We pray for Japan and Korea. We pray, God, for souls being saved everywhere in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Alamoshe, Kalamisa, Kalamoko, Asiko, Ramelebeshe. Father, we thank you, God, that you give a peace to have all understanding. We thank you, God. We speak peace tonight to the soul, that man, that child, that woman tonight. We speak to their life, God, in the name of Jesus, that you supply every need spiritual, Lord, every need natural, God. And we thank you, and we forever give you glory. We thank you, God, as you have given your angel charge over us to keep us in the way. God, I love all things. Keep us from falling, God. I speak over all things. He's not a local. Father, we pray for that child that may be homeless tonight. That child that may be run away from home. Got individuals that they don't know where they are, but you know where they are, God. We pray for their safety and their return back home. We pray for that person that be dealing with mental illness tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, you are a mind regulator, Lord. You're a heart fixer. And Father, we thank you, God, as you test our mind, even as they sleep tonight. Also, God, thank you for change taking place, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for change the new mind of God, in the name of Jesus. God, we speak peace in the home, God. We speak peace in the families, oh, Father. We thank you for uniting families together as never before. Give them the love and peace for one another, God. The joy that passes all understanding. We thank you tonight. God, we ever give you praise. We thank you for that man, that woman, that individual may have a job tonight. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them wisdom, God. Give them direction, oh, Father. We pray for every God of the most shake, every pastor tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you ask our salvation. We have seen more cold. We ask our salvation because your protection over their lives. Father, we pray, God, I see God, and they pray for their, oh, God, their loyalty, Father, I'm open to the keeping of God. We pray, God, to commend the best of our congregation, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. All glory shall be thine forever. And we forever give you thanks, God. Can't give you praise enough, God, but you've been so good to us. We just want to say thank you, God. Just one more time, tell it in that shape. Why, tell it in that cool. Ah, God, we so full to see it. We rest in your word, God. We rest on your word, God. We stand assured, oh, y'all speak, oh. Ah, la, la, ma, ta, ta, la, la, ma, go, go. Ah, your word lasts forever, eternity. And Father, we give you thanks for it. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop just prayed for us, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and Dr. Crenshaw is coming up shortly. I just want to thank Bishop for that powerful and wonderful prayer. He prayed for our families. He prayed for our nation, prayed for our city, county, prayed for our world, prayed for other continents as well. We thank God for Bishop tonight for all that prayer, because the Spirit of the Lord is everywhere. And when a man of God prays, ladies and gentlemen, things happen. God hears the man of God's prayer, and things begin to change. We thank God for Bishop tonight and Dr. Crenshaw being with us, just to remind us and encourage us to always pray and always pray for each other and pray for others. No matter if I know them or not, I must pray for even our enemies. We must pray for, as you all know as well. We thank God for that powerful and wonderful prayer from Bishop John Crenshaw. At this time, I want to always love to hear from Doc, Bishop's wife as well. Dr. Crenshaw, your mic is open as well. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you, Elder Kevin, and certainly Bishop for that prayer. And as he was praying, my mind just went to a scripture. I'm going to begin to pray for the children and those that are going back to school, and those that are going off to college. We know that the challenges we've been facing in our communities with gun violence and all of the things that are going on. But I want to remind you of a scripture in 2 Corinthians 10. Bishop mentioned it, but I want to read it again, because I think we as believers, when we think about this thing from a spiritual perspective, what we're dealing with is certainly not natural. Praise the Lord. Paul said in this scripture, in verse number 3, he said, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So the things that we're warring in this season is not warring in the flesh. This is a warfare that's definitely spiritual. He said, for the weapons of our warfare, the things that we fight with, they are not carnal. What we find is we're living in a world where people are just mere, if they even look at you wrong, they're pulling out a gun or they're ready to fight or kill the next person. We as believers need to understand and realize really what is happening in the spirit. And as we pray, even as we wake up in the morning, praise the Lord, y'all release in the atmosphere the peace of God and the grace of God. And most of all, you need to pray that the Lord covers us even when we step outside our doors. Praise the Lord. Wake up in the morning. We don't want to just wake up and just don't even think about the consciousness of the importance of the fact that if I leave, may not necessarily come back. We need to cancel the spirit of death. We need to cancel the spirit of violence in the atmosphere. The angels of the Lord, the Bible talks about in the book of, and the book of Exodus, that I will send my angels before thee. I will send my angels before thee in the way, the word of the Lord says. We need to always pray that God will foresee any danger that comes upon our family, our children, whatever it may be, as we go to the workplace, all the things that are going on, even in the workplace. With the shootings or whatever, mass shootings, in the name of Jesus, that spirit must be canceled spiritually. Praise the Lord, because this is not a natural thing. It's very, very clear if you look at the attention. If they talk about systemic things that are systemic, well, this spirit that has been released is systemic, is everywhere. Praise the Lord. So what is going to get thrown at? The prayers of the righteous. The Bible say, it availeth much. Praise God. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Everywhere that our feet shall trod, the word of the Lord said, we take apostolic authority. So we as believers, even when you step into the workplace, praise God, begin to speak the word of God, even in your workplace. You go in the schoolhouse, speak the word of God. And Father, cover me. Cover my children. Cover my family. They put us in the bubble of the Holy Spirit. Enemy comes this way, praise God, it's just going to bounce right off because we're covered by the blood of Jesus. So always keep in mind this scripture that what we're dealing with, it is not flesh. We wrestle not, the Bible said in Ephesians 6 and 10, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual. Notice the key word, what kind of wickedness? Spiritual wickedness. Now that's something. It didn't say fleshly wickedness. It said spiritual wickedness. So the enemy is sending out demonic spirits, and we ought to fight back in the spirit because our carnality, praise God, is not going to win this battle. Praise the Lord. You can't go toe-to-toe and head-to-head with the enemy in the carnal. You have to go in the spirit and dethrone the power of darkness through the anointing and the power of God. So I encourage you, amen, as you go through your day today, you wake up in the morning, be conscious. Be very conscious of releasing the word of God in the atmosphere of your own life. David said like this, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, my God, I will feel no evil. Even the words of the psalm of David, whatever word that God puts in your heart for the day of that season, release it into the atmosphere of your own life. Change the atmosphere of your own life. Matter of fact, change the atmosphere of your workplace. If it's chaotic, you be the one that understands what you're dealing with even in that place. It is not natural. It's spiritual. Learn how to release the word of God. Seek God and pray always. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. If my people which are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then, and the key word is then God said, I will do something. So be alert, stay alert, stay prayerful, know that the Lord is going to cover our children, our families, as they go back into this next year school system. And we pray against the spirit of violence and death in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, if you're just tuning in, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, giving some wonderful wisdom. I hope y'all are taking some notes. We got to be very conscious of the day, very conscious of our surroundings, very conscious of our needs in our home, starting at a home, and take it out, as Doc reminds us. We also got to pray without ceasing. Oh, man, that's got to be like every hour, maybe every 60 seconds, maybe, some cases, depending on where you're at. But we got to pray without ceasing. And boy, do I understand that scripture a lot better now. Thank the Lord for that. Be alert. Doc just mentioned, be alert, folks. Come on now. I remember Bishop teaching us to pray with our eyes open. You got to walk around with your head up, eyes open, and you can pray in the Holy Ghost all day if you need to, whatever you got to do, but be alert and also stay alert, as Doc just shared with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about what God is doing in our lives today. We thank God for you. We thank God for Bishop and Doc just making sure the light is on for the path so we know which way to go each and every week, each and every day. Thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines now for Bishop and Doc as well. If you have a praise report, comment, or prayer request tonight, we'll do that. Hit star one on your phone, star one on your phone, if you have a comment, question, or a praise report for Doc and them, and for everybody to hear if you like. It is optional, of course. We love to hear your voice for those that are on, but you don't have to. Once again, hit star one and we'll bring you on, okay? Thank God for you. Hey, we always love to hear from Brother John. And Brother John, your mic is open with Bishop and Doc. God bless you, my brother.
Yes, good evening, everyone on the prayer line. Thank you, Elder Kevin, for that awesome song, I'm Still Here. Wow, we're still here. Woo, if we could just look in that rearview mirror of our minds and our hearts, and we still here. And thank you, Bishop, for that awesome prayer. And thank you, Doc, for those words of wisdom, because we did miss you. And I just would like to pray that everybody gain a little more humility, love, responsibility, and respect for other people and other things. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. Thank you so much. Yes, sir, I'm with you on that. Everything you say, I'm with you on, man, because what the world needs is love, sweet love. And that love comes from Jesus Christ, of course, through God the Father. So we thank you for that, my brother. And we'll continue to do what we got to do on our side of the house. Start loving you. First, you love God, love yourself, love your family, and love everybody around you. But as Doc and Bishop teach, use wisdom, right? We got to use wisdom. Folks don't understand it sometimes. So we got to use wisdom. Not everybody's ready to receive it all the time. So we will use wisdom, and we'll continue to love them and pray for them, even when they despitefully use us or don't understand why are we so excited about what God is doing, even in their lives. Well, in Jesus' name, amen. I believe we make the difference, folks. We will make the difference. I think Doc mentioned earlier, even when you walk into the room, walk into your place of business, walk into your place of employment, you can change the atmosphere in Jesus' mighty name, amen. And we just thank God for that wisdom and for that power through the power of the Spirit of God. It's not us. It's all about him making that difference for the individuals in our lives and for ourselves. So thank you so much for that, Doc and Bishop, tonight. Powerful, powerful area. Hey, I didn't want to leave anybody out. Just hit star one on your phone. I'll give you a few seconds before we turn this back over to Bishop Crenshaw tonight. Thank you so much. All right. Praise God. Well, Bishop, we'll turn this back over to you, sir. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everyone. We are so grateful to the Lord that he allowed us to get back on the prayer lines again. We're thankful to God for his mercy. And as we continue to pray for one another and be encouraged and know God is working all things out for your good. God bless you tonight. We thank God, Dr. Crenshaw, for the word of exaltation. We thank God for his mercy and goodness. You be blessed. Continue to hold on to the word of God and encourage somebody else. God bless you. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much for your time tonight, you and Doc. We love you so much, and thank you so much for your wisdom that you give us each and every week as well. So praise the Lord for that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about the victory. Bishop prayed, Doc prayed, gave us wisdom, and we just got to thank God for everything that he's doing. So we just want to give the Lord a hand clap of praise for victory tonight. Everything that was prayed for has victory. It's victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Nice. We are victorious. Amen. The word, it's in the word that the word will not come back void when it goes out, folks. It will accomplish what it's been set out to do. So we thank God for that word of tonight, that everything Bishop prayed for is happening right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. Well, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll let you go. We got a wonderful song here. Lord, I love this song, Lord, You're Mighty. Just praising God all the time. But I'm going to give you a final song here. But before we go, ladies and gentlemen, please have a great rest of the evening. Play a great rest of the evening. Make sure you pray again. Pray over your children as before they leave. Some of them may start it today. But make sure you pray, as Bishop talked about earlier, pray before they leave that household, folks. Pray over them and give them that wisdom that they need from you as the Word of God talks about it each and every day. Also, too, we want you to have a great rest of the week, too. Be very productive. Be very intentional and on purpose today, no matter what you do, folks. And be joyful, for the joy of the Lord is truly our strength if we understand the Word of God. I love that part of the Word. It says, the joy of the Lord is your strength each and every day, but we got to rely on Him. Amen. And folks, don't forget to tell everybody about the prayer time on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It makes a difference, folks. It's making a difference in people's lives all across the globe. So thank you so much, Doc and Bishop, for your time, for prayer time, because we never know who is touching, but we know it's going to touch some people because the Word of God has gone forth for the man and woman of God tonight. So thank you so much for that. Amen. Hey, remember to always outlove, outserve, and outforgive each other, and remember that Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen, and know that prayer time is here for you. And we'll see you next time in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless.
You set your glory above the heavens and the earth. When I think of all you made, the sun, the moon, and the stars, no praise is high enough to express how great you are.
lift up your praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God.
Amen. Well, yes, we do serve a mighty, mighty God. God bless you, everybody. Have a great day, the rest of the day. And thank you for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you tonight, folks. Take care. We love you. Bye-bye.